The laughing voice you hear in the background is Julia Cox, who's Creative Marketing Director with Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC community. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Get comfortable with that microphone so I can hear you.
You're right up on it, girl.
There you go. There you go.
There we go.
Like it's a glass of wine.
Like you're Taylor Swift or something. There you go. So Julia joins us usually once a quarter, sometimes a couple of times within a given quarter on the calendar there, to just bring us up to speed on some of the things that are going on with the creative aspect and the outreach marketing going on at Asbury Place. Julia, what you got for us this morning?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me give you an update of what all went on last week. As you saw Susie last week telling us about stuff coming up, it's now happened. We had an awesome time at the first annual Dance and Dine last Thursday. We did that in partnership with the YMCA's Active and Ageless group, and we just had a blast. There was over 70 guests in attendance. Dining served burgers, fries, milkshakes. We had classic cars. We did a photo booth and line dancing, and Kurt Matheson and his band, The Tides, performed live music for us. And it was definitely a night to remember. We're counting down the days until next celebration.
That sounds like a tremendous amount of fun, too. Lots of bobby socks and blue jeans in evidence there?
Yes, and a few poodle skirts, too.
Wonderful, wonderful. So were you decked out in 50s and 60s finery yourself?
I gave it my best attempt, at least.
Wonderful.
I did a dress and some white sneakers and the socks and just what I could find in the archives.
Wonderful. That sounds great. So you have archives at Asbury Place?
We had a few options to choose from, and I let Susie lead the style. She had some cute little loafers and a adorable little skirt on, and so I tried to follow suit.
Yeah, she's the one you got to watch out for. She's got that 32 Ford convertible there, and she'll run you all over the place there, too.
That's right.
It sounds like a great time was had for all, and I can understand with that turnout and the fun generated how you want to do it again. So what else has been happening? What you got going?
Well, we actually turned around the very next day and celebrated Cinco de Mayo. We had a huge lunch out on the courtyard. Dining provided an awesome buffet of Mexican cuisine, piñatas, live music by Mark Larkins. It felt like we were right at the beach with summer all year long. That's his motto. Really great food and fellowship. And then when the weekend hit, we were ready to put our feet up and get some rest.
No kidding. And now here you are back again in the saddle and planning new things for the future. So what's coming up in the next few weeks here?
Yeah, absolutely. So our annual Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show is coming up in June. We're really excited about that. We'll be joined by Master Gardener Earl Hawkins with the University of Tennessee, and he'll be teaching us how to do container gardening. So for all of our residents that have smaller patios or balconies, he's going to be showing us what's going to thrive on their porches and patios.
I tell you, container gardening has really taken off in the last 8 or 10 years because it is so compact, it's so easy to deal with. You can get one container and have a wonderful little flower garden of your own, or even a veggie garden for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you get two or three of them, you know, for your balcony or your whatever it is there that you have, why, that is even better. And pretty soon you'll actually begin attracting some bumblebees, too. So
right.
That's a one. Yeah, go ahead.
Asbury, we like the butterflies, so we've got all kinds of butterfly plants. And we have a few residents that are doing container gardening already with tomato plants and bell peppers and all kinds of stuff. So we'll have fresh veggies all summer.
That's great. Yeah, somebody getting a jump there on a fresh harvest. Those tomatoes should be in, what, early to mid-June, maybe? Something like that?
Yeah.
Hopefully, anyway. That'll be great. Thinking out loud right now with Julia Cox, Creative and Marketing Director at Asbury Place in Kingsport. So, other things lined up. I know nothing. There's no moss growing underneath the folks.
That's right. So, coming up, we're looking forward to our Sounds of Summer Freedom Barbecue. That's going to be July 19th. And again, we'll have Backdraft Barbecue join us for that event. And we'll have live music from the famous Kurt Matheson. We always enjoy having him come to our events. And we'll have some more details to come, but I just want to remind listeners, the best way to keep in touch with our events is either to follow our Facebook page or visit us online at asburyplacekingsport.org/events to stay up to date with everything that's up and coming.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Julia Cox joining us right now from Asbury Place in Kingsport. Let me ask you this now, that spring is officially here, both on the calendar and really as we look around, we see flowers and trees in blossom. How is Asbury Place welcoming spring this year?
Oh, my goodness. So, of course, with our events to get in the spirit, we're going to be doing lots of stuff out on our courtyard. We're welcoming the warm weather daily on our events calendar. We're having outdoor walks. People are able to get out and enjoy the fresh air and see the beautiful blossoms all over campus. I myself went walking on Friday and saw irises in just about every color you can imagine, colors I didn't even know they came in.
Wow.
So we've really been enjoying that. And the new landscaping went in last weekend, so the smell of mulch was surrounding us. But
well, that's good, though.
Yeah, and the flowers are just gorgeous, so it's definitely worth looking at.
Are you a gardener yourself, Julia?
I am. I actually just spent the weekend getting my landscaping out, and I'm looking forward to seeing my own blooms in my front yard.
What are you doing this afternoon?
There you go. There you go. So do you have any particular, do you put out tomatoes? What do you do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, for right now, I did flowers and shrubbery, but I do have a bell pepper plant. I just got started, and I'm thinking about adding some tomatoes as well.
Okay, get those little tiny Tommy Toe tomatoes, and you'll have wonderful salads every night
yes,
for 3 months there.
That'll be
absolutely
perfect.
So, with Asbury Place in Kingsport, of course, obviously the residents are number one, because that's what it's all about, is providing a CCRC community for the residents so that they have complete confidence and assurance that their decision to team up with Asbury Place has been a good one for them and for the families that support them, too. Now, I know there's always, not concern, but you keep your eye on occupancy and so forth. Is everything pretty much rolling along the way you all need it there?
Oh, yes. But I will say that we are offering some incentives on some select one-bedroom apartments we have available. So some really good spring savings are available at this time, and Susie and I would be happy to show people around if that's of interest. We've had a few move-ins just in the last week and some new dogs on campus, so we're always excited about that.
That's always a good indicator, right?
Yes.
Brand new pooch on the premises here,
right,
too. So a lot of fun. Now, do you also handle the outreach for Stedman Hill on Bloomingdale Pike?
Yeah, it's a joint effort with Susie and I.
Okay.
We
mm-hmm.
actually just had our open house at Stedman Hill, and it was a great success. We had some people come from all over as far as Murfreesboro and Cooksville,
wow.
So it was nice to see some new faces.
Yeah, and the word's obviously getting out, too.
Right.
I mean, if you're drawing them from that far away. Was it, offhand, was it, someone who had relatives here or lived here and the family lived away? Or how did that, just curious.
Yeah, so no relation to Asbury per se, but they had grown up in the Bristol area, one couple had, and were looking to return back to the Tennessee mountains.
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay, sounds good. Sounds good indeed. Julie Cox handles creative and marketing for Asbury Place in Kingsport. She is the right-hand assistant, the one that gets things done while Susie takes the credit. But that's okay. That's what happens. Those things can take place. Julia, always, as I said, great fun to think out loud with you, too. And I know you mentioned it earlier. One more time for our listeners who may want to get in touch with you about what we've talked about today or really anything else related to retirement living at Asbury Place. How do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can reach us, the marketing department's phone number, 423-900-8820. Or as always, keep up with us on Facebook, Asbury Place Kingsport, or our website, asburyplacekingsport.org.
That'll do it. Covering all the bases for Asbury Place, Julia Cox. Asbury Place in Kingsport, of course, sponsoring this portion of the program. Julia, thanks a lot. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.